This is the brief on today's Thursday Daily Edition of Conversational AI Watch, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist. So we're looking at a massive collision between unprecedented corporate AI power grabs, glaring system vulnerabilities, and life-changing human accessibility. First, the power grab. Congress is secretly using chatbots to draft bills, even while they can't agree on basic AI security rules. Meanwhile, Anthropic wants a $2 trillion IPO, but the Pentagon just labeled them a supply chain risk. Honestly, how can retail investors buy in if the military doesn't trust them? Plus, Mark Zuckerberg dropped a 6,500-word superintelligence manifesto and Meta's open-weight model, so you can literally run it right on your laptop. Second, these systems easily break under pressure. A Penn criminologist recently used the aggressive read interrogation technique on ChatGPT, forcing it to sign a false confession for a hack it didn't commit. Meanwhile, a UK study of 1,500 adults proved that just labeling a chatbot as AI doesn't stop it from persuading you. You have to explicitly disclose its persuasive intent to have its influence. If a machine just blindly agrees under pressure, is its output ever actually reliable? Finally, let's pivot to genuine human connection. Google just shipped native ASL to English text on the Pixel 11. Championed by Sam Seppa, a deaf Googler, users can now sign right into their cameras anywhere a hearing person would normally type. It's perfect AI, functioning as a seamless keyboard standing behind you, not a gatekeeper standing between us. While politicians and billionaires wrestle for control over AI, the technology's greatest immediate value lies in bridging human gaps. Next time you open an assistant, ask yourself, is this tool working for you, or are you working for it?